Hearts go on playing 0-0, second in the league, point, needed that. Have some of that, Rovers.
Yeah, Rovers won today, though, mate.
Have some of that, Walsall.
Yeah, they won as well.
Dagenham?
Yeah, they won too, man.
The Yeovil?
You know what's coming.
Fuck you, Hearts.
Hello, good evening, and bollocks. I use the I use the quote from Roger Merryman on the telly because it's quite indicative of the amount of swearing that that we do on this episode, which is episode 14 of Wise Men Say. We're beyond amused anymore. We've been trying to put on a facade of joviality and good humoured approach to everything, but it's got to the point now.
It's all gone to shit.
Yeah, it really has.
The thing is, well, we're swearing because we're bloody blokes. That's what we do.
I mean, Ian made the point earlier that they say that swearing is just, you know, testament to a lack of vocabulary. In this case, it's testament to a lack of points, and I think that's a very, very good way of putting it. We do, however, review three games today. We review Dagenham and Redbridge at home, and we review Huddersfield away today, and before that, we review...
I have no idea.
We review another one.
Plymouth away.
Yeah, Plymouth away, of course. That magical 1-0 with the next player scoring against us yet again.
I'm Ben.
Yeah, he is. I'm Robin.
I'm Ian.
Say it with enthusiasm.
Come on, you've got your hands in your mouth and everything.
2 points out of nine.
No, but you've got some enchiladas coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ian.
Hey. Loves those enchiladas. Yes, we are Wise Men Say. You can contact us. We have an email address. It is wisemensay@live.co.uk. Once again, apologies in advance for the slightly depressed tone. I think we've got a slight air of resignation about us this episode, and we did our best to keep it out of our voices, but I'm not sure how well we succeeded. Anyway, we must soldier on, and I hope you enjoy it. This is episode 14.
Happy listening. Are you going to say anything?
No, I just... No.
Wait, so you don't want people...
No, no! I'm exercising my 1 minute silence for Nate Dogg.
Mason. Out wide to Bolasi. Mason's waiting in the centre. This is Fallon. And Rory Fallon finds the gap to score for Plymouth. Just 10 minutes gone. And Peter Reid's side go in front. Good work by Yannick Bolasi. Header fell straight to Fallon. And he squeezed it in at the near post.
We're going to review our 1-0 defeat away at Home Park, which is quite ironic, on Tuesday the 8th of March. We lost 1-0. We had quite a bit of time to try and get back. Didn't we do really well at home?
Green Army! It's going to be the first to do it.
Get out.
Can I do it again?
No.
All right.
Is Full White House any relation to Merry White House?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
That's awful.
I know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Wasn't great. What was I saying? Yeah, we did really well, didn't we, at Home Park?
4-0.
Unbelievable.
That bloody Morrison scored, didn't he?
No points for that, though.
No.
That was obviously a cup game.
Can we trade them in?
I don't know. Are any of our scorers actually still at the club from that game?
I can't even remember who scored.
Austin.
Did Cuthbert score?
Morrison.
Maybe it's...
O'Brien must have got one.
It's all people who weren't there. It was Austin got one, Morrison got one, and Danny Wilson got the other two.
Right.
Yeah.
So Pericard must be sniffing about.
Yeah, he was just sniffing about.
Yeah, was he? Yeah.
Still got something wrong with him, just at the pitch. Just
he's got cold.
Yeah.
He
couldn't catch a cold.
No. So Rory Fallon scoring and not celebrating, as Ian put it.
Not
celebrating by running off with both arms in the air.
He's been to a World Cup since leaving town, hasn't he? And now he's scoring against us. I'm not going to say he's sending us down, but I suppose, you know,
it's just all very,
in a few months' time, all, we can say he sent us down.
All very shit, really, isn't it?
It's rubbish.
We needed to take at least 9 points. At 9 points, Dagenham, Walsall, Plymouth.
Yeah.
I felt, but we needed at least 7.
Yeah. How many did we get? 2.
We picked up 2. Yeah.
Hey, go in.
Yeah, it's not
9-0. League 2.
Hey. Plymouth looked like they could have had 7 or 8 more, to be honest. They hit the post
Joe Mason hit the post twice, didn't he? Yeah. That first time when we tried to play the offside trap.
Yeah, that was a poor effort.
Didn't work at all. But yeah, he should have buried that, really.
Do you think it's one of the worst sights, or sorriest sights in football, when a team tries to play the offside trap and get caught out massively and just stood there with their arms in the air going, Ref!
Change your mind!
We went 4-5-1 again, didn't we?
A side note, you know, I've said I went to watch Supermarine today. One of the players, and obviously because you can hear everything the players say to the ref, the player actually said to the ref, "Yo, ref, you're going to fucking bend over for them anymore? don't even get booked.
No. That's the beauty of non-league football.
You've got to love that. So, I don't know if anybody was calling it...
Nothing like a bit of it. Homophobic banter.
Yes. Really made my day.
I always think it would be funny if one time the referee does actually bend over for them. That served you right.
Well, I met your boy who was in golf at Dagenham and Redbridge. What's his name? Gary Roberts.
Gary Roberts, yeah.
Good banter. Well done him.
Yeah. If that had been Gary Roberts, then who knows what would have happened.
Hilarity would have ensued.
Do you know what?
Point out, for obviously no one can see us, Ben, that is the worst pair of socks I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're poor, yeah.
It looks like they're made out of tiger skin.
They probably are. Ben,
these are from the Kevin Mankwa Bumblebee themed.
Yeah, I see. The autograph collection. Yeah, they are. I like them.
Your feet get cold. You should wear this.
Yeah, no, suddenly it all makes sense now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Do you think it's like last season we were kind of edging teams? I mean, apart from Leeds, who we hammered twice, we were always kind of just winning was like almost a habit last season, wasn't it? And we'd always, Payton would always score, and so would Austin.
Well, we knew he'd always score, that was the thing.
But we'd edge teams by a goal or so, and this season, really, it's in reverse, but probably a little bit worse than that as well.
Yeah, we do send.
And some.
Thing is, I kind of hope when Plymouth went into administration, they would just roll over and
they're
die.
The players
weren't getting paid. I just thought, right, you can take them as down, so we don't have to worry about them anymore. They've gone on a great run.
They lost today, though, didn't they?
But if they still had their 10 points, they'd be on what, 44 points now.
They lost today.
But they would be safe now, or safe-ish if they had
Green Army.
I'm really not going to do it. No. Do you like the fact that they're sponsored by Ginsters? Always nice. Mm. Probably the worst pasty makers in the world.
Not ideal.
No, not ideal.
There's an advert for Lurpak that kind of says like you don't get this from a motorway service station, kind of like suggesting that kind of thing is the wrong end of the spectrum. Anything made with Lurpak is the
Very clever.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a quite insightful piece of pie-based knowledge.
Yeah.
You can't beat a good pasty.
I think you can.
Well, but you know what I mean.
I know they you can awesome. Beat that, because in the other room, that you've got a £16.99 pizza go-go special meal. Sorry,
pasty Palmer. Wreck it! Sorry.
That's all.
Did you really say that?
Your jokes are like in line with our performances.
They both get worse. The joke wasn't too bad.
I think it was the really bad Ricky. It was just Ricky.
I think they were both equally bad as each other. But you know what can you do when you're not very good at jokes anyway, and you're slightly depressed at the way your team's playing? You've only got I'm like a cornered tiger. I'm just fighting my way out with shit jokes. I'm like your socks in a corner. It's not even a good orange.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
More of a diarrhea kind of orange.
It looks like they were originally white and black, and you've washed them with maybe a whole city shirt.
And then shat on them.
And then defecated them with your own excrement.
That was Plymouth.
Yeah.
That was Plymouth.
Green Army!
Green Army!
Green with the long throw. Dagenham have been knocking on the door for a equaliser. They've got one! They have got one! Fortuitous it may be, but John Nurse, with 7 minutes left on the clock, a dagger in the heart for Paul Hart and for Swindon Town. What he knew of it, John Nurse, but they all count.
We're going to review our 1-1 draw at the County Ground Saturday, the 12th of March. And I think this is probably the one we're going to look back on and say, that was it.
That was the moment
we flushed it all down the toilet. Especially now that they are 5 points ahead of us, and if we'd won that game, if we'd held, not even held on, if we just hadn't been so negative, then there'd be a point in it. As it is, they're 5 points ahead of us with 3 games in hand, aren't they? The daggers.
I think that this game was indicative of Town's season, or the performance we've seen at home, in the first 10 minutes... I wouldn't say we sort of went balls out, but we kind of were attacking and knocking
it
on the door.
Overall, it was better.
Didn't really do anything, and then we just petered out, let them come back into the game, and as we know, we didn't get the result we wanted.
I think, to put it into context, we're wounded, begging for life, hoping we can survive, and ultimately, such is life, it was a nurse which finally detected, but we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see what you've done.
Yeah.
Because obviously the equalising goal, nurse.
Did you write that down?
No, I just made it up.
On the spot.
Nightmare! I knew you'd ruin it. An insightful bit of metaphorical speaking from me, ruined by some Isaac bloke cheap cover rip-off of a Nightmares advert. which ironically hasn't made me feel at all better.
I think Gregory Isaacs came first and the night nurse having came up,
yeah,
if I'm honest.
Still impressive, either way.
But they took Granner off, didn't they? And Andrew did really well first half, didn't
he? Yeah, he did what you want Paracard to do when you're a target man up front.
That's it, yeah.
He held on to the ball, and he sort of won it from a few people.
Yeah, well, when he was second favourite a couple of times.
Yeah. He's massive.
We had done the bit where we struggled to do. We took the lead. We'd scored the goal. That's
I know. It was fortuitous, but it was opportunistic as well. It was a good finish. It had everything. Skill, opportunism, a goal.
Yeah.
The net bulging.
Albino hair.
Yes.
An American.
I'm an American.
Americano.
Jeans and chinos.
But yep. Do you know what else happened that game? We didn't. Part of our 10-point plan was don't succumb to the fear. Do you remember Ian?
The fear kicked in.
Ian put it very eloquently. There's no point going, I hope we don't.
That's when it happens. Yeah. When you sit back.
We just sat. It was a cruel equaliser. It wasn't nice.
The thing with taking Gwell off as well, and he. I don't know if you remember, but Sheehan ran all the way to the touchline because Sheehan thought he was being substituted.
That's right, yeah.
And then they realised, but Sheehan had ran because the other team was substituting his number and not his. Gwella looked really surprised to come off, and I did think to myself, there's still 7 or 8 minutes left. If they score, maybe even longer than that. If they score, we're going to be looking for a goal. And
who's going to do it?
Who's going to do it? You know.
What surprised everyone most about that as well was, all right, taking Gwella off, trying Rose out at left wing. Really?
I mean,
I know people have said, well, he's got a great free kick. Okay, but he's not really shown that he can defend, and he's not really shown that he can go forward either.
No. He's got an engine, but he's not really quick, and he can't really put tackles in.
A mate of mine said this week, and it's quite an interesting point, he goes, since when did being a fullback be all about, oh, he's quite good getting forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is now, isn't it? It's a prerequisite of a fullback should be first off the ability to defend.
Yeah,
but it's not. You look at even
at the top.
The thing is, at the top level, you start looking at players like Johnson and Bale who are really good going forward, and that seems to filter down through the league. Yeah. Everyone wants a winger now at fullback, don't they? But the problem is, shipping got when you win the
Wayne Bridge, you know.
Wayne Bridge, yeah.
Not just because of that.
Maybe O'Brien's like said, boss, come on, I'm your left back. Give me a go. I'm a winger. I'll give it for you.
I honestly,
are you smoking again?
I honestly think we should start O'Brien going forward. What we got to lose? 4-4-2. Stick O'Brien on. We're playing this 4-5-1 with I know we did well today.
I think Hart's plan is to shore it up at the back. Unless he's done that. I mean, to be honest, Wilson almost started to do that near the end, didn't he?
Exactly.
We're becoming hard to score against, especially
at home. People have made the point. A few people have emailed in and made the point that, you know, has anything really changed?
When Hart's come in, the first thing he has done is he's realised we're massively short on players.
Yeah.
And look at the loanies we've got in straight away. We were short on players. You could see it. We had no options up front. Yeah. We were playing players who basically weren't good enough.
Smith now as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got rid of Smith.
Meeker's gone back. And good riddance, because you were shit.
He was awful.
Good riddance.
There was so much malevolence in your face then.
Awful.
You put more effort into your anger then than he put in every game he played for us.
What game was it? It was Walsall, wasn't it? Where he could have run onto it and he was just running at half pace.
All I can remember from Abika was just Richie shouting at him saying, at least get back on side so the rest of us can have a pop when the ball comes over. Mm. He's just awful. If he ever thinks he's getting a game at Spurs...
He's got to Yeovil now, hasn't he?
He did well for them. He did not want to be at Swindon.
I think it was ultimately that Dagenham and Redbridge. It's almost like if you take it as a standalone performance, it was decent, and we were a little bit unlucky. And there were a couple of penalty shouts. There was a handball on the line. There was that one where Caddis got sandwiched at the end, which in real time I didn't think was a penalty. Then everyone was like, "Oh, it was a Stonewall penalty." And we've just seen the replay now, and I still don't really.
I don't think
they didn't show the handball on the line on the replay, but that looked like it struck his arm. I can't remember. Mm. It was obviously one of their defenders. But it's too little, too late, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, let's face it. Did we do enough to win the game by any margin? No. Not really.
That game and Walsall. If it was a boxing match, probably say we're better team on points.
Split decision, maybe. Yeah.
You know, but. They won't go away thinking, oh, we've stolen a draw here. Although they scored late.
Yeah.
There wasn't too much in it in the game.
You wouldn't have seen it from where you sit, but we saw it from where we sit, Don Rogers. Their fans trying to climb over the seats to basically get our fans to celebrate when they equalised.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was a horrible equaliser. I mean, he connect. You know, if you hit a shot and keep it down and connect with it well, and there's loads of bodies in the area, which there were, then there's always a chance that will happen.
Yeah, buy a ticket, you don't win. Win the raffle, do you?
And the rest of it, but it's just like, couldn't the football gods have just smiled on Swindon and just let us have that ugly, slightly undeserved 1-0, just to try and give us the momentum that we would have needed? Because now, I can't help but think that was the one. Because look at where they are now.
The fact that we haven't picked up points there, probably needs to try and pick up points at Huddersfield and Brighton. I mean, today is a great result at Huddersfield.
Great result,
but it's a point. Mm. It's a point, you know. It's one of the points that we gave away out of one of the 2 points we gave away against
them. I'd really like to see us play 4-4-2 at home now. I really would, because how are we going to win games if we don't? Give O'Brien a go. Come on.
Who's left at home? Tranmere, Hartlepool.
Yeah, Tranmere's last game of the season. Yeah, Hartlepool. Let's have a look.
Tranmere's not.
Because I think Tranmere's away last day, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I thought it was
home. We drew.
Oh yeah, no, it's 0-0.
Awful game. Was it Tuesday night? Was it Tuesday night? Awful game.
I was going to say, right, I think that this season I must have been to see 8 must-win games so far, and I don't think we've won any of the must-win games.
Well, we've won the games you wouldn't expect us to.
That's true, yeah, that's a good one.
Something we've said all season. Okay. The games you don't expect us to win, that's the games we turn up for.
Back to December, we were saying, oh, this is a must-win, we need to win this.
And it's just Hartlepool, MK Dons, Notts County.
Notts County.
Oldham.
Got to be... I think mathematically,
we're still in with a show, aren't we?
We can win 3 of those games. And Hart was saying, after today's game, Huddersfield, that he thinks our running is a lot better than some of the other teams down there. But at the end of the day, it's got to be, because they've all got points on us.
I just think that, yeah, it's what you said, Ben, that a lot of them are must-wins, but that was the must-win. That was the actual one.
I think there was an air of resignation amongst a lot of people that was the result. The 1-0.
Yeah. The change of manager's come too late. Because I think Hart's doing an alright job since he's come in.
Yeah. But then...
But it's come too late.
Come on, man. As I said to the guy who... questionable intelligence who sits next to me, not you, Robin. The one on the left.
Ian.
No, not Ian.
My intelligence is questionable.
You know what? We're in this shit situation. If I was Paul Hart or Town, let's just enjoy it. Let's just go balls out.
Yeah, O'Brien, 4-4-2.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. That's it. Let's just go. Yeah, go for O'Brien, 4-4-2. That's my definition.
Go down attacking. Don't go down defending.
What you said, Ian. Let's think about that. What Ian just said, that it was, you know, maybe we got the new manager in too late. We got the new manager in too late. Our old manager didn't even get sacked. He resigned.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like sorted the wound. It was too late, and we didn't even sack the old one. He walked. He was like, oh, do you know what?
Yeah. I've done all I can to get fired. They're not going to sack me. I'm going to have to walk.
I've been racist. I've been sexist. I've been nicking money. Allegedly. And actually, no, it's not even allegedly. That's just me making up stuff for the purpose of a joke.
Yeah, it was. He should have gone a few weeks. But, you know, even we said at the time, don't get rid of the manager.
Yeah.
So you can't totally... I kept expecting things to... Well, relegation sneaks up on you, because I kept expecting things to change. Because we thought last season we should be in a better position than we were, we kept expecting us to pick up and be back among the top teams.
But I'm now thinking, how much of last season... I know Leeds was... I know I've said it already, this podcast, but Leeds was, you know, two great results. But winning's a habit, and last season, we were prone at the back, even though we were winning games. It's just we had two strikers who just could not stop scoring, and we didn't know how to lose.
But the thing is, when you're up there, teams go into games with you thinking, this is a team that's up there, we've got to defend, we've got to keep it tight.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and maybe that helped us. You know, and also mentally, or players go into games thinking, we probably won't get a result against Swindon, because they're right up there. Whereas this season, every single team's going, well, 3 points, that's Swindon, go down and attack them, they're right down the bottom, we should beat them.
I don't know whether it's quite like that. I think there's certainly the games I've seen at home, there's kind of like a 25-minute in point where the opposition are like, oh, actually, these guys are shit.
Yeah, actually, these guys are rubbish.
You shoot that rose! They give rubbish!
Go two at the back, go two at the back, they're rubbish.
This is not a drill. These are the real deal, let's pay for it. This is 3 points, boys.
Help yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, that was
the daggers.
Yeah.
And they did stick the knife in, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Still there claiming it was a goal. Jamie McCoo moves forward. May have been his header. It bounced off 2. Lucas spilled it. Header cleared off the line inside of the post and away. So close. Away by Frampton. Really has been a real dogged defensive performance by Swindon Town. Five lined up in the centre to try and clear off the line again.
Going to review our 0-0 away at the McAlpine Stadium today on Saturday the 19th of March in the wake of comic relief. So of course we've obviously all got to do our bit to aid the suffering.
Where did you get that from?
I've had it all along, mate.
He's got it in his pocket.
My little surprise. There's obviously, you can't see this, but I'm actually now wearing a red nose because it's
good.
It's rather funny, isn't it?
Did you pick it up cheap? Because it was Comic Relief yesterday.
Yeah.
It's an awesome kit. You know, I don't know if you watched Comic Relief yesterday. Sorry to digress massively from the football, but there was a bit where they like showed what they're doing at school, and some teacher was like painting a kid's nose red. And my girlfriend's like, "What? They can't afford red noses, and they have to paint kids' nose red."
Yes, yeah, so it's poorest countries.
But no, it was in England.
That was in this country.
Yeah.
Strange. It's a bit weird.
Well, thought we were better than that, but okay.
Do we know if Big Cab had a charity bumblebee drawing event?
I heard that
auctioned
he
off.
Auctioned something off. This one is called A Bee Amongst the Pigeons. You can see the fear in the pigeon's eyes.
It's one of his best pieces.
Yeah.
I would say.
So, a good result.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Please take that note off.
It's affecting my speech slightly as well.
Yeah, it is.
It's off now. It's a very amusing and noble gesture.
I would say today is the equivalent of taking your cat to the vets when it's seriously ill, and during the vet's 90-minute surgery, your cat is okay, and you get home, and you're pleased because your cat's okay. When you get home, you realise but your dog, your goldfish, and your budgie have all died. That's how I would say today feels like. Good result, Huddersfield, brilliant. Last, some sort of joy. 0-0 with a team but second. You get home and realise, but everyone else is all around you has won. So therefore, what we've done today counts for absolutely nothing. In fact, we're worse off now than we were before the game.
But in the words of David Brent, a little word that I think is important called morale.
Yeah. We can use that next season.
Also, have you just bought a big book of metaphors? Because you seem to be Mr. Metaphor today.
That's exactly what it's called. Mr. Metaphor's Big Book of Metaphors.
You almost know the same metaphor there, didn't
you? Which is annoying because that's chapter one. Mastering that. And I've read that all the way through.
So that's a very good analogy, I think. Yeah. Well done.
No, you've done well there. And so of town, to be fair. I didn't see that coming, although in our predictions.
Nor did the cat, that's where it hit. Oh, sorry, yeah, you're sorry.
Yeah. No, I was
talking. Did you have a cat?
Yeah.
Not your cat, but you had a cat before, I'm pretty sure.
You had a cat, yeah.
And you used that as an excuse once, saying that the cat was ill.
So yeah.
That's why you couldn't go
in. It was ill. It was ill. Couldn't go in.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
My cat
just because you fucking eat them in your country doesn't mean we don't care about them in ours.
Okay. I think the plan going forward for the rest of the season has to be not now, but
he's not angry, right? Yeah, leave him alone.
I think the plan, it's obvious, isn't it? The plan for the rest of the season is 4-5-1 away from home, 4-4-2 with O'Brien at home. And we'll get what? 26 points?
Plan's obvious. Don't lose away.
Yeah.
Pick up draws and win our home games. And I still think, even given today, that'll be enough to stay up.
It's League One, mate. Of course it is. You know,
that will be enough.
Even though that table is looking horrible. Look at the team that we have to catch. They're 5 points ahead, 3 games in hand.
It really was a shit run of results for us today, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the only good news is, after today, we're playing the teams who you want to play at the end of the season, which are the teams from about 10th. I would say, to about 15th. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to go down. They're the right teams to play.
Oh.
And those are the teams that we've got now. Because basically, the season's, for those sort of teams, the season's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're not going to go up. They're not going to go down. And that's the sort of teams that we'll be playing.
What sort of odds do you think you could get on Betfair on Swindon Town? So, you know, when you bet against other people.
Well, Swindon will be massively odds on to go down.
Yeah,
they?
No, I'm talking about staying up.
Well, Betfair, you should get pretty good odds because isn't that...
Yeah.
It doesn't fit and own that.
Sorry?
Doesn't fit and own Betfair. Isn't that where all his money's from?
I don't know.
I think he's involved in Betfair.
Oh, okay.
I think that's where a lot of his money comes from.
You're Mr. Gambler.
Yeah, well, he's definitely involved with some sort of online gambling. Okay. That's where some of his money's come from.
Allegedly.
But obviously that wasn't your original question.
No, my original question was...
I reckon you get 7-1 on Swindon to stay up. 8-1.
Is that how gambling works, that you get good odds if the person's affiliated to the club you're betting on?
In certain countries.
You're just going to say my country again, aren't you?
No, you're not going to say your country. You're just cat killers. Nothing to do with doggy betters.
And Danny Ward, of course, getting a run out today.
Yeah. Would love to have seen him come back to Swindon.
Never going
to
happen, though, as we said before this started.
I wonder what Danny Ward thinks about it all, thinking this time last year I was playing for this side and, you know, we were...
Makes him look pretty good, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We were challenging. He went, we're now crap.
Yeah. I mean, I think, as with Greer, and maybe even Painter, you don't realise...
What you got to, it's gone. Janet Jackson.
Absolutely.
Janet Jackson. Joni Mitchell, you dick.
Janet Jackson. Then we got to, it's gone. Velvet Rope.
Yeah, it's sampled off a Joni Mitchell track, though.
Yeah, well, I don't even know who that is.
Big Yellow Taxi, isn't it?
Mm. Janet Jackson. She looks like a big yellow taxi.
Who?
Janet Jackson.
Shall I cut off his mic?
No, it's fair enough.
I don't call him Mike anymore. Oh.
I'd pay that fare. But hey.
Oh my god.
I'm not even sure. That doesn't even work, does it?
You could only sit in the back.
Yeah.
Good one.
Does that work? Does that work?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm paying to have an extra passenger insider.
I've completely forgot what we're doing here.
Yeah, we're talking.
Always driven by some.
Making sexual references to Janet Jackson, I think.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Fair enough.
I was referring to the fact that she gets quite big. She's got a.
She gets quite big.
Yeah, well, she's a yo-yo dieter. She's very skinny, then she's very big. Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's interesting.
Might
come up at a party or a quiz sometimes.
So she's a bit like Janet Jackson's weight is akin to Swindon Town's seasons.
Yeah. Which sister of the now deceased King of Pop has problems with her weight? You'll know now. Yeah, this is Janet Jackson.
LaToya.
Could be LaToya. Have you ever noticed how much LaToya Jackson looks like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, there was actually some belief that they were the same person for a while.
It's possible.
They're not. I mean,
I've got a friend. You might know him actually. I can't remember his surname now though. AD, and he looks like the white Jermaine Jackson. He's from Bassett, so you might know him. I really wish I could remember his surname.
He's probably your dad.
White looks like white Jermaine Jackson.
He really does as well. This is why are we doing this? We're supposed to be talking about. Well,
yeah, there's nil nil. There's no goals to talk about.
You said that Huddersfield had three shots.
Three shots clear off the line.
It's
nil nil. In the last couple of minutes, injury time.
Grow's quite good. Andrew's quite good. Is it too late? Probably.
A draw is a really good result today if Walsall lose, if Yeovil lose, if Plymouth lose, which they did, if Rovers lose, if Dagenham lose. It's a good point, isn't it? Because you're a point closer.
Yeah.
But given the fact that Dagenham won, Rovers won, Yeovil won, you know, Walsall won, we're now 2 points further behind where we need to be.
We're not at the stage where it's about good performances, good results, we just need 3 points.
Yeah. And realistically, you can't see us getting any points at Brighton, can you?
No, not at all. Well, I mean, we had 3 points at Dagenham and Redbridge, and we effectively chucked them away. And I think that frustration at the penalty shout at the end was just masking, really, what we all knew, which was that, yet again, we didn't do enough to win the game.
Yeah.
Believe me, these words burn in my throat. and then, you know, I think we did well to get anything out of the game today, but you're right, Ian, it's not ideal that the result counts for nothing. Mathematically, we're still in with a shout. What can we do? They don't actually burn in my throat.
Believe me, before it burned in my throat. I swear on my own father. That was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I need to remember AD's second name. As soon as we finish recording this bit... No, it's not that, no. But I'll tell you.
Vivashers.
No, it's not Vivashers. Or Whitbread. Yeah. Or Morehouse.
Yeah.
Or Mole. Anyway, that was Huddersfield.
That was Mole. Very good. Right, predictions. So, in the last rounds, it was Plymouth away, Dagenham Redbridge home, and Huddersfield away.
Our crucial 9 points that we all said we'd know exactly where we were after those three games.
And our predictions certainly reflect that. So, I was leading on 14 points, Ian had 10 points, and Robin had 7. So, Plymouth away, I predicted a 3-0 draw, nothing. Robin predicted a 1-0 win to Swindon, nothing. And Ian predicted a 2-1 win, nothing again. Nothing. Dagenham Redbridge at home, I predicted a 2-0 win, so I got nothing. Ian 3-1, yeah, because we always score 3 goals at home.
We concede 1, got that bit right.
Yeah, good.
0 points for that?
No. No points. Robin 2-1, no points. But we did also have that if Johnny Douglas scored, you would have got 6.5. And did he come close?
No, but I was just thinking if that penalty had got awarded at the end and somehow Douglas had stepped up to take it because everyone else bottled it and he was like, I'm going to do this. Imagine that, 6.5 points for me.
What if, eh?
Yeah, let's just take that and put that in the dictionary next to clutching at straws as a definition.
Yes, quite. Right, Huddersfield away. I predicted 1-1, so I get 1 point for that.
Okay.
Robin, you predicted a 2-0 win to Huddersfield.
What did I predict?
Ian predicted 0-0. That's his first spot on the season, so that's 2 points. Yes. So that puts the scores on Robin 7, Ian 12, Ben 15.
I can still win.
So, the next game's coming up. We've got Brighton away. What date's that, Bass?
Saturday the 26th of March.
Extra
early
away.
Kick-off, worth noting. Early kick-off.
It's early kick-off, okay. 1 o'clock, yeah, because it all kicks off in Brighton, doesn't it? So then I'm going to bring it forward.
Lots of rockers.
Yeah. Quadrophenia. Good film.
Very good film.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yes, of course I've seen it.
I thought you would have seen it, because people with guitars.
Yeah, and people with...
Usher's not in it.
I made the term wrong. Is it Lambretta bikes? Yes. Is it Phil Daniels?
Normally, you're used to rolling your 5.0 with hair down.
Can we not laugh about a type of music? Because Nate Dogg's passed away this week.
I saw that.
Well, that was sad. I mean, that Warren G album is a great album.
Yeah, did you Regulate and, is a very good tune.
Yeah.
Did you go and look at the Wikipedia explanation?
Absolutely brilliant. I did look
amazing.
At it. Nate seeks Warren. He passes a group of girls, but he leaves them alone, as they are low on his list of priorities.
Brilliant.
I haven't seen that.
Go and look for it.
One of the best bits on it is near the line from Regulate. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the thieves. I said,
Damn, what's next?
It said, after being relieved of material possessions, Warren looks up at the would-be miscreants and says, you've taken my name designer watch and you've taken my rings. What else will you be taking? After it says, this is more than likely a rhetorical question.
Yeah, that is good. Did you actually have that album, the Warren G album?
Yeah, Take a Look Over My Shoulder.
Was it Shaq, track 6? It was like a happy track.
It had some very weird... It had one track, which was...
No. It was about a shack where it was at, and there was... I don't know, it was a long time ago, but I seem to remember that track being very good. Anyway.
Super Solstice, that was a good track off that album. No one knows what I'm even talking about.
Do they play guitar?
No.
Anyone can play guitar.
Anyone can sample.
No, but I was Radiohead, and anyone could play
guitar. They're from Oxford.
That's true.
Anyway, so yeah, Brighton away, so it's an early kickoff.
Yeah.
On March the 26th, you said, yeah?
Yeah, March 26th. Yeah.
Extra away is on
Tuesday 29th.
And Hartlepool at home is?
That is at the County Ground, because it's at home, Saturday the 2nd of April, and that's when we'll be recording the next podcast.
So Sunday the 3rd, it should be available.
We're going to do a feature for the next one as well, obviously, beef it out a bit. And we're going to try and. We're just going to go for broke and stop being so depressed, because I felt really depressed doing this one.
This is the first one you're a bit depressed, the first game, but I think you've livened up a bit.
Yeah, well...
Now you've had your shot of sugar.
The annoying thing is we've been looking for this group of games. This is where we saw the points coming from.
Yeah, and I thought we'd
get 7 from these 9.
We've got 2.
And this run of game now, there's going to be points aplenty for us, aren't there? Well, Brighton, Exeter and Hartlepool.
I think we'll win 2 of these games.
Go on then.
Okay. So Brighton away. Ian, you can go first.
I think we lose to Brighton.
Score?
2-0.
2-0. Robin?
I can't believe 2 of you predicted draws away at Huddersfield, and I thought that was ridiculous, and yet through it came. So I'm going for a draw, 1-1.
Oh, nice. I'm going to go... you know what? I've got a lead that I'm probably not going to lose. I think we're going to win 2-1.
Tactical betting.
Yeah.
Who's going to score? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Irrelevant question. Exeter away. Robin, you can go first.
Exeter away, we're going to sneak it 1-0.
Okay, that's not a bad little shout. I'll go next. I reckon we're going to choke and draw 1-1. Ian?
What did you say, 1-0?
Yeah.
I think we'll win 2-1.
All right, that's not a bad shout. Hartlepool at home, I get to go first, and I think that we will win this. 3-1. Ian? That's a fucking 3-1. We're never going to win 3-1, but yes. Ian?
4-1. They lost 5-2 to Walsall today.
Robin, please go 5-1. Please!
2-1.
Put that in your pipe, Jeff!
I was going to go 1-1. Nice.
Nice, so, right. Next podcast available Sunday.
They've forgotten mate. About Paul Daniel! Sorry.
Sunday, 3rd. You're idiots. Right, Robin 7 points, Ian 12 points, Ben 15 points on a mission just to find Mr. Warren G. Yes. That was predictions.
Do you mean his cousin, Darren F?
Terrible.
And that was Wise Men Say, episode 14. Out of the 9 points available, we lost 7 of them and we gained 2 of them. 7-2, also the worst starting hand in poker.
Our odds of staying up.
And probably our odds of staying
say
up.
7-2.
And also a song by the Connells. No, that was 74-75.
Good song,
yeah,
though.
Good song.
Here's a good song. That, yeah. Do you know what also is an underrated song?
Night Nurse?
No, because we've covered that several times. But
Regulate.
Regulate is a great song.
The Shack.
Underrated. The Shack. No, not that one. Crash Test Dummies.
That is a really good tune, mate.
Good song.
He sings really deeply.
Underrated tune.
Wonder what this kid.
I'm not sure that's how it went.
I was just thinking, actually, that voice would be brilliant for a collaboration with the person who done Night Nurse.
It would.
Get the two of them together.
Also worth pointing out that Heads Up 3-2 is in fact the worst starting hand in poker, but 7-2 for standard play. The next episode, the next episode of Wise Men Say, which will be episode 15, is going to be available on Sunday, the 3rd of April, 2011. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this one. We have not enjoyed recording it, if I'm honest. We're depressed.
Hey, whoa. I've enjoyed recording it. I've not enjoyed the matches that I've made to record it.
I mean, basically,
we're not at fault here.
No,
yeah. We're doing our best.
Well, Ian and I aren't at fault.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home with some Easter eggs, some Bishop's Finger and Vitali Klitschko, and that'll do me. Yeah, it's an ale.
What's the last one?
Vitali Klitschko. He's fighting tonight.
Oh, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
Okay, is he fighting the Bishop's Finger? That'd be interesting. He was.
Oh,
he's gone down in round one. He could be in trouble.
Worst
joke you've ever done.
If you would like to, and that's saying something, if you would like to get in contact with us, you can email us. We have an email address, which is...
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting it then, but I can still do it. I'm now ready. wisemensay@live.co.uk. Don't point your bishop's finger at me.
It's a good ale. If you have the internet at home and you're mucking around and browsing and shizzle, you can go on our website, which is
wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com.
And once you're done with that website, you can kind of put in your browser, Facebook, you can log in using your credentials, and you can look us up on that, and we are
Wise Men Say.
And if that wasn't enough for you and you really feel like overflowing your metaphorical web-based cup, you can go onto Twitter and we tweet
Wise Men Say STFC.
Yes, at Wise Men Say.
When I was struggling with this before, they're all Wise Men Say. It shouldn't really be that difficult.
I thought you were going to blame my handwriting, though.
No, I mean, I'm not going
to... Right to left. Right to left.
Wingdings.
Oh, you people. You're all fucking idiots.
You know on this list of addresses, why have you written down name plus peanut, Penn Hill, 753 to 806?
Why have you done that?
Oh, I know why. Because that's when...
Is that Pinehurst and not Peanut?
Oh, they'll never know. They'll never know.
They'll never know. They'll never know who stole my bike.
I can narrow it down, but not online.
It's difficult to know where to go from here, in the league and with the podcast. That was episode 14, and episode 15, Sunday the 3rd of April. See ya.
But just before we go, I don't know why. Does anyone ever feel this is a bit like Wayne's World? And like, we come to the end of an episode and there's going to be some high fives and we're going to go to Stan Mikita's Donuts.
That's going to happen in the last podcast when we avoid relegation.
We're going to go to Stan Mikita's Donuts.
I will cut the roof off my car and we'll do an open top parade. Just the three of us. If we avoid relegation.
With your car alarm going off continuously as we drive along. I'm massively looking forward
sometimes
to it.
Sometimes it's the horn, sometimes it's just the alarm. I don't know why it does it. Anyway, that was episode 14.
Ticker tape all up Drake's way.
I will cut the roof off my car. Bye.
Yeah, later.
Bye. What, just using an angle grinder? Good work.
Your best just to make it quick. Pour my tent to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency.
There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
Someone's been using our internet connection at my dad's house. He got his bill through. He's gone 25 gig over his allowance.
Really?
Yeah, he only uses it to look at holidays. Well, so he says.
My missus's mates in Whitney. You know you can change your...
Wet code. Yeah, wet password.
Not just the password, the actual name of the account.
Okay.
How it displays. So they've changed it, so whenever it comes up, they've changed it to number 64, we can hear you shagging.
That's brilliant. So when they pick it up on their wireless.
When they get it as an option, it's number 64, we can hear you shagging.